In the Holy Gospel today, we hear how our Lord was in the boat with his disciples on the sea. The wind and the waves began to pick up, and the disciples became fearful before our Lord, with the power of his word, brought everything to peace. This gospel has a spiritual meaning, as St. Augustine teaches. The sea represents this world, which we're all passing through, in order to reach safe harbors, that is, the shores of heaven. The ship on which we pass through this world is our hearts, which are exposed to various buffetings, various trials and temptations. Now our Lord is the captain of every ship, of every heart that is in a state of grace, in order to lead that heart, that soul, to heaven. But he may be asleep in our hearts. That is, we may be forgetful of him and of his teaching. We may be distracted by the things of this world which call for our attention. And so, being forgetful of our Lord and his words, we can easily become disturbed by temptation and frightened by various trials, and really be in danger of sinking, that is, of succumbing and falling into mortal sin. So what must we do in these circumstances? Well, we must do as the apostles did in today's gospel. That is, we must awaken our Lord in our hearts. We must call to mind his loving presence and call to mind his teaching and example in order to overcome temptations and trials. Are we tempted to anger and vengeance against those who have wronged us in some way? Then we should remember our Lord, who, though being crucified unjustly, said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Are we tempted to sensuality and lust? Then we should call to mind the chastity of our Lord, who, being purity itself, converted and cast 7 demons from the heart of St. Mary Magdalene. Are we tempted to greed and avarice? We should call to mind the poverty of our Lord, who did not have a place to lay his head. Are we tempted to fall into excessive dejection and complaints when sickness and sufferings come our way, or when we experience the death of a loved one? Then we should call to mind Jesus Christ crucified and his mother at the foot of the cross. If we awaken in our hearts our Lord, and if we call to mind his word and example, he will certainly calm the winds and waves in our lives and bring us safely to the long-desired shores of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Christus.